So the Cavs, game one of their second playoff series behind them, they squeaked out a win, but things got a little tense.
Well, Amanda, the game, as I wrote afterwards, was a wake-up call and a victory, because oftentimes a wake-up call ends up in a loss in the playoffs.
Right.
But, you know, the Cavs, they wiped out the Hawks last year in the playoffs, swept them in four straight. Remember, they did it with Kyrie Irving on one leg for only two games. Two games they didn't even play.
Right.
Love didn't even play.
Yeah, no Kevin Love.
And they still took him out in four games.
Right.
This year, they played the Hawks three times, beat them handily all three times. So they walked into that thing with a seven-game winning streak. And even though Tyronn Lue and his coaching staff and even LeBron, we got to take him seriously or whatever. Well, the Cavs come out of the locker room. They're cooking. They're out ahead.
Yeah.
And even watching the game, I'm going, Atlanta still can't figure out how to deal with these guys. And Atlanta is a good team, but it's sometimes you just have bad matchups in the NBA.
Right. So, but then what happened? Because they were up by as many as 18, and then I turned it on, and then the Hawks were ahead.
Yeah, they pulled it late in the third quarter. They're up by 18, and then with 8 minutes to go in the game, the Hawks got ahead. The Cavs just stopped. You know what they really did in there, Amanda? Even though they took some bad shots, or whatever, they stopped defending. They got real lazy on defense, and it looked like they were in trouble. This reminded me a little bit of Game One of the Detroit series, where the Cavs were, it was kind of close, but then they were got behind and. Yeah. Lou called a timeout, and LeBron took over the game for the last 11 minutes. And he did the same thing the last 8 minutes, but not taking it over and that he's scoring all the time. Just, all right, lads, here is how we play the game. You know, get your butt over there and get on him. You know, this Dennis Schroeder guy is killing us. And if you're going to play soft and let him just stand out there and shoot like he's in his driveway, we have no chance. And basically, he was just echoing what Lou was saying.
Yeah.
And so this kid who had scored 27 points in the last 5 minutes of the game, missed three shots, made two turnovers. They just went after him, took him out.
Wow.
And Kyrie made some shots. LeBron made some shots. Tristan Thompson seemed to get every rebound that matters. They went back to playing what they're trying to develop is this Cavaliers basketball, which is that – in key parts of the game, we will go, as the Cavs would say, we will go and get in your face and defend. Tristan's getting every rebound, and, you know, we are not going to give you any daylight. In other words, try to win it on the defensive end, not just outscore them. And that was the key thing that they've been able to do in the playoffs thus far.
So is what happened at the end of that game cause for concern, or they're just, it's the Atlanta Hawks? Don't panic.
Well, you have to watch it, because if you let them get back in the game, remember, even a mediocre NBA team can get very hot for about 12 minutes.
Yeah,
they sure can. I mean, there's a reason these guys are in the pros. And suddenly you could lose. I mean, it can happen. And you look last night, the Spurs, who blew out Oklahoma City in the first game, they lost to Oklahoma City in the second game.
Oh,
and Spurs are the better team. Spurs were at home. In fact, that's one of the things the Cavs have to guard on. I still think that this is just a rough matchup for Atlanta. And Atlanta, you know, in some ways Atlanta reminds me a little bit of the Cavaliers when Lenny Wilkins was the coach here. They have a lot of good players, but they don't have a great player.
Mm.
And oftentimes in the playoffs, the great player makes the big difference. And when the great player is LeBron, who also has leadership skills on top of it, it makes it very hard to beat until he runs into a team with their own great player.
Yeah, exactly, which will come.
Yeah, I remember Wayne Embry, when he was a general manager of the Cavaliers and they would lose to the Bulls, he goes, you know, sometimes you just go, well, they got Michael Jordan and we don't.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, in these close games and so on. But and also, it's a player in LeBron who knows what it takes to get to the finals. He's done it five years in a row, and he's probably going to do it again. So that's the key there. It's interesting to listen to LeBron talk about what a great coach Tyronn Lue is. He's composed. He's calm. He's, of course, it's better than what, you know, making faces at David Blatt, you know, how he used to. So
right.
If you're Tyronn Lue, you certainly want LeBron to have your back.
Yeah.
And I think LeBron knows that. I still say the main reason the Cavaliers fired David Blatt was to take away the excuse. The players didn't like him. They didn't think he was that good of a coach, even though his record was 30-11. So They can't sit around and say if something goes wrong in the playoffs, it's the coach's fault. You want it, Tyronn Lue. Well, you've got him.
Yeah.
So you better support him.
Exactly, and that's exactly what they're doing.
They are.
How is everybody's health? Everybody holding up so
yeah,
far?
Yeah, Kevin Love got his shoulder pulled a little bit, knocked around, but he said he was feeling fine. I was really – that was a nice thing to see is how the Cavaliers rallied around Love because he couldn't make a shot in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what the Cavaliers are learning to respect about Love is even when he's not making shots, he's getting rebounds.
Yeah.
And he gets them every night. I mean, these fans that I hear, well, they should have kept the kid, this kid, shooting guard, Andrew Wiggins, and not had Kevin Love.
Mm.
Here would have been the problem. I like Andrew Wiggins, and I think he's going to be a star in time. He's a shooting guard. Guess what? You would still need a guy like Kevin Love to go get 10 rebounds and make some shots. So they would still be looking for a power forward. And I don't know on this team if Andrew Wiggins would be playing better for their fit than J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith got on Kyle Korver, who's his premier three-point shooter. He only got off one shot in 36 minutes. He only got off one shot.
Wow.
And in fact, after the game, Korver was frustrated. He said, they make it really hard for me. Well, J.R. goes with him everywhere. This follows him around. Then J.R. also made, I think, 4 3-pointers himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he outscored him. He out-defended him. And it's a really unselfish role to play because you're not getting a lot of rebounds, but you're just chasing this guy around the entire game. I mean, it's almost like when he went out of the game, then Lou took JR out. It's probably everywhere Kyle Korver works in the morning, probably when he walked into the bathroom or his hotel room, he's afraid JR's going to be there.
Right.
Yeah, beat him to the mirror first. So, but to me, that again, that's the kind of stuff you do when you're a team that's maturing. Now, you always have to be careful. I remember in 2009, the Cavs, that was my favorite Cavs team to watch in the regular season. They were 66-16.
Wow.
That was LeBron was with Mo Williams and Ben Wallace and Wally Zerbe. It was not a great talented team, but they played well together.
Mm-hmm.
They rolled through the first two rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they, in fact, they swept Atlanta in the second round.
Mm.
And then that's when they got upset by Orlando in the Eastern Conference Finals. So it can flip on you at any time.
Okay.
But I know that's one of the things LeBron and Tyronn Lue want to make sure that that switch doesn't get flipped the wrong way. Or if it gets turned off, you get it turned back on real quick.
All right. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.